Welcome to Retire Rich Today with Mark and Clint Cadell.
And my definition of what it means to retire rich is that you have more than enough assets that will generate income to last a lifetime, and you have no debt.
With over 30 years combined experience as financial advisors in Utah,
Mark and I have worked through many people's retirements, so that way we know the ins and outs.
Using established strategies, they can help you reduce debt and create an income to last your lifetime.
We really do tailor our approach to what you need in your situation.
It's your money, you do what you want, and we will help you implement your goals and objectives.
Now, let's start the path to making your retirement dreams come true.
We're glad that you're here and spending some of your weekend with us, along with certified financial planner Mark Cadell and his son and financial advisor Clint Cadell, a father-son team working together to help you figure out your money, and here on the radio every week to share with you their knowledge on ways to better plan and prepare for the years ahead that you dream about, where you can stop working and enjoy all of the fruits of your labor. 801-839-4939 is our number. If you have questions about your retirement savings plan, the Cadells are ready to answer those questions. Again, it's 801-839-4939. Also online at retirerichtoday.com. Guys, how are you doing?
Doing great.
Very well.
Everybody is looking out for all the things to come as we trying to navigate the waters that are a little questionable. School getting back into session and figuring out what's going to happen with all of that.
Are we going to have to go back to work?
I'm sorry.
Been working this whole time.
I'm sorry.
Have to leave the house and everything?
As long as you can keep up the Zoom meetings with clients, you can just stay in the pajama bottoms. They only see the top half.
I know. I see all these studies and people are just not even getting dressed anymore. So they're just running around the house in their jammies all day long.
Listen, can't blame anybody for that. It's the little luxuries that we can access at this phase in 2020. We would please take full advantage of them, right? On the show today, plenty to cover about everything else that's going on, at least with the money stuff. Like the economy, we hear that it's struggling day in and day out, and yet the markets seem to be healthy. So what should we be paying attention to? If life insurance is one of your job benefits, should you still get additional coverage, and the mistakes that we make when planning for Medicare? Going to talk about all of these things in effort to help you figure out your own savings plan so that you too can do what the Cadells want to help everyone do, and that is to retire rich. But we all have different goals, so our definition of retiring rich, what that means, is also different to all of us. So, Mark, when you talk about how your goal is to help people retire rich, what does that mean? Why do we call this show Retire Rich Today?
Because we don't want anyone to retire poor, the opposite of rich.
Right.
We want everyone to have more than enough income to last their lifetime. We want them to really enjoy their retirement years, get out there and thrive and enjoy what they've saved 30, 40, 50 years sometimes for people to accumulate enough money to finally retire. We want them to really enjoy those years. What I mean by retiring rich is that you have no debt and sufficient assets set aside in some type of account. It could be in real estate, it could be in stocks, bonds, annuities, a lot of different type of accounts that will generate income to last your lifetime. If you can do that, you truly are rich. It's not about a certain dollar amount. It's about being able to generate cash flow once you retire and having very little debt or expenses.
And these are things that you too can work to achieve yourself. And Mark and Clint, they are here to help you do just that. So if you've been wanting to get some help with your own money plan, give us a call. 801-839-4939. That's 801-839-4939. So I want to start off by asking you guys about the constant paradox of market versus economy that we keep hearing about over and over again. Even though the markets have been doing well, the overall economy is still struggling. But not everyone agrees with that. Wall Street veteran Jeff Sott told CNBC this.
The economy is doing a lot better than most of the economists think. So I think the markets are going up. I think they're going up a lot more than people think. We may stall here for a while into September, October, November, but I think you're going to get a rocket ship coming in the fall of this year, and I think the S&P is going to trade out above 4,000.
I love his optimism, and I 100% want to get on board with all of that. But is this realistic? What do you guys think? Are we really headed for another record high, or should we start paying more attention to the amount of risk in our portfolios? What should we be doing to gauge all of this?
I don't think it's going to be a rocket ship. Okay. I know Mark's going to disagree.
I'm a rocket man. Okay, let's hear the gloom and doom.
Okay.
It's not gloom and doom on this one.
What do we have?
It's just that I do agree with him that the economists have been saying that the economy is in a really bad state for over 4 years now. I've been seeing those reports, and people listening, do your diligence and go look at that and see those economists saying those things. None of them predicted COVID. And of course, COVID is what tanked the markets.
Right.
So now I think is a good time to consider how much risk is actually in your portfolio. Because as we're going through these tumultuous times and going through the storm, you need to make sure that the rocket ship doesn't have any holes in it. And if you are already retired, we can look and make sure that there aren't any holes in your retirement as well. But I think that it more than likely, because jobs are going up right now, people are still employed. But I bet when the fall comes and if the COVID spike does happen again, I'm going to put my 2 cents in the fact that it's going to drop back down because people aren't going to be able to work as hard as they were before. But hopefully jobs and markets have adjusted to COVID by now.
Okay.
So that way it won't take as big of a hit.
Okay.
And you can see that in places like Home Depot, for example. They're giving out masks as you walk into the door. Walmart's saying that people need to walk in with masks.
Right.
So people are doing their best to be prepared for COVID. And I think that will also really help the economy again.
And isn't it strange, in the past, during Halloween, you couldn't wear a mask into the bank? Not everybody shows up in masks.
It's true. I never thought about the banking situation.
Say, remove all masks, sunglasses, hats.
That's
right. Now everybody shows up covered. I'm a little more optimistic as far as my bullish outlook. I think things will improve dramatically once the COVID thing is under control. And there was some promising news the other day about Moderna and Pfizer and some of these other companies that are aggressively working on coming up with some type of vaccine. Once the COVID thing's under control, the economy will get right back on track. Things will expand and grow very rapidly. Until then, however, as Clint mentioned, things are going to struggle a little bit, because if you can only open a business and only seat 25% of what you used to be able to seat, or 5% or 10%, now California is closing certain things down.
Right.
So if they're restricting how much business can be done, it will definitely impact the growth of the economy. So once that's removed, all bets are off and things will get back to normal rather quickly. That's what I'm hoping for. I'm really optimistic that'll happen sooner rather than later.
Well, if we take optimistic and pessimistic views out of it completely, and even the COVID situation, taking all that out of it completely, the idea of analyzing risks that we have within our own portfolios is something that we should pay attention to anyways, right?
Yes, it's very important, especially as you get closer to that retirement age. If you have too much risk in your portfolio and the market takes a big hit like it did, drops 30, 40%, mm-hmm. it can devastate your financial plans. So it's very important to have appropriate amounts of risk in your portfolio based upon your age and your risk tolerance. There are very few things worse in life than having too much risk in your portfolio, getting ready to retire, suddenly the market drops and you're down $300,000 or $400,000 and you have to work several more years. That's a frustrating scenario.
Yeah, retirement is a long game. It's not just a one and done event. So if you have a small hole, just continue on with that rocket ship. If you have a small hole in there and things start leaking, or I guess not a rocket ship, more like a boat. That'll be easier.
Okay.
That's easier for you.
If you have a hole in the rocket ship, it's going down.
Yeah,
that's true.
But when there's a hole in a boat, the boat just doesn't immediately sink. It starts to fill with water slowly and then it kicks up. So with your retirement accounts, if you're overpaying for what you're having with your assets and your allocations, if you're overpaying there, that's going to accumulate over time. And eventually you're going to see that small hole turned into a huge problem in the end.
But these are holes that you can work to fill right now. The thing is, you got to get to work uncovering those holes, uncovering that risk you might not realize that you have, the fees you might not know that you're paying. And this is what Mark and Clint are here to help you discover. 801-839-4939. That's 801-839-4939 to talk to Mark and Clint about your own savings and the holes that might be hiding in there as well. They are here to help you find those things. So one part of financial planning that we don't talk about as much is the idea of how life insurance actually can fit into a financial plan. Since most of us have insurance as a job benefit, a USA Today reader actually asked if she needed any additional coverage on her own. And the columnist actually said yes. So what do you guys think about that?
Yeah, most people do need additional coverage unless they're provided with a very, very large amount at work. Work coverage is inexpensive. It's cheap. It's not portable usually. When you leave an employer, it stays there. You don't, it doesn't, not a benefit that you can usually take with you.
Right.
So it's always good to have another separate policy on your own. The important thing is to have enough coverage.
Right.
There used to be a debate when I first started in this industry. I started out in the insurance industry in 1981. There was a huge debate going on, term versus whole life, buy term, invest the difference, and it was a big mess. Anyway,
right.
What it came down to is you want to be prudent. I've never seen a widow say, where did this check come from? Was it from a term policy or a whole life policy?
Right.
A widow never complains about the money
right.
coming. They just want to know, is it enough to cover my needs and expenses?
Mm-hmm.
Will it provide education for my children? Is there enough for me to live on now that my husband's not here? So it's important. It's not term or whole life. It's do you have enough coverage? I like having a large term policy personally and a small whole life policy that will last forever. It's a permanent policy. And if you have a combination of both, that suits people the very best for most individuals.
Yeah, so it's very good for its death benefit value. It's not an investment vehicle, even though it does accumulate a cash value. And lots of people sell these life insurance policies because they do pay a high commission. But I tend to steer people away from thinking that they can withdraw from their life policy. Instead, they should use that money to pay into the premium and as a protection of their estate, as a spouse protection, like what Marcus said.
Yeah, sometimes these policies are way oversold.
Okay.
Some people try to tell people, or some agents, in my opinion, that aren't very scrupulous, they'll try to tell an individual, well, this is a tax-free retirement plan. It's not.
Okay.
Yes, you can borrow against it tax-free. That is true. But what they don't tell people is that the internal costs of life insurance go up every single year for those older people. And eventually, I've never seen one of these policies actually work as they've been illustrated, but there's an old saying that paper doesn't refuse ink. I don't care what's illustrated. In the real world, they don't normally provide a tax-free retirement income. Use life insurance, what it's designed for, as a death benefit. If you're in a very large estate, as Clint mentioned, then yes, some larger life policies, whole life policies might be appropriate, but for most people, term is the way to go.
Obviously, there's a lot to consider and think about. And more importantly, there's a lot of options and opportunities that you have, ones you might not even realize or ones that you might have that you think work a certain way, but in fact, don't work that way at all. These are the kinds of things that the Caddells are here to help you figure out while creating a plan of your own. 801-839-4939. Give us a call to talk to the Caddells about how they can help you get to work on your retirement savings plan. Mark is personally answering your call. He and Clint are here to help you find answers to your questions about what you already have, what you've already worked to save, and create a retirement plan customized to you and your goals. Mark has even written the book to help you get started, The 10 Essential Steps for Your Successful Retirement. And the next 10 callers right now, we're going to give you a copy of that book for free. 801-839-4939 for your free copy of Mark's book. And while you're on the phone with him, ask him how he and Clint can help you get to work figuring out where you stand now, and more importantly, building that plan for a retirement nest egg of your own. 801-839-4939 to talk to the guys today. Hang on, we're coming right back with more Retire Rich Today on KSL News Radio right after this.
Friday night, I crashed your party. Saturday, I said I'm sorry. Sunday came and trashed me out again.
Do you ever have second thoughts about how you've invested your retirement savings? We all do, and that's okay because it's good to get a second opinion. And that's why the team at Caddell Investments provides a portfolio review service. Mark Caddell can help you determine whether your portfolio is diversified enough, whether it's too aggressive, or maybe even too conservative. In short, he'll take the time to show you where your investments are working and where they're not. And then if you like, he'll help you fine-tune your portfolio to make it even stronger. If you're trying to build the best retirement you possibly can for yourself and your family, and Mark and his team can help you do that. Wouldn't you feel better knowing whether your retirement is on the right track? Call 801-839-4939 today to schedule your complimentary portfolio review. That's 801-839-4939. Or visit them online at retirerichtoday.com.
How much monthly income will you need to enjoy a comfortable retirement? If you're not sure, maybe it's time to find out. Join host Mark Caddell for Retire Rich Today, Saturday evenings at 6, right here on KSL News Radio. board-certified financial planner, Mark Cadell, and his son, financial advisor, Clint Cadell. 801-839-4939 is our number that you can call to talk to the guys directly about your own financial and retirement planning questions. 801-839-4939. But in the meantime, we have to say a very happy birthday to one of our favorite sons. Takes me back to my youth. Harrison Ford, he is 78 years old, guys. Wow. And he is still doing all of the things, flying airplanes and being a dad. And I think even probably a granddad at this point. I'm not 100% sure if he's a granddad. Yeah. Favorite Harrison Ford movies? What's your pick?
I have three. American Graffiti. I don't know if that's his first one. It may have been. American Graffiti, of course, Star Wars is great.
And of course.
Raiders of the Lost Ark. I love Raiders.
Yeah, Indiana Jones, the best.
Yeah, he was the best at that character, I really believe.
But we're speaking only of the roles that he chose to play, because actually it turns out, a little bit of movie trivia you might not have known about, Harrison Ford turned down not only the George Clooney role in The Perfect Storm, but also the Mel Gibson role in The Patriot. Of course, we are talking about Harrison Ford after all. So
he can pick and choose.
Had the luxury of being able to, pick and choose whether he wants to work or not. But this is an important subject that we broach, I believe, because it's something that we all need to think about when it comes to how we plan with our own money and for what our goals are in our retirement years. I know this is something that you guys have worked with folks in your own office as well, showing people how they too can work only if and when they want to, right? This is an important part of that.
Yes. And one other thing about Harrison Ford, can you imagine the Raiders without Harrison Ford in it? That would be so different.
No way.
It wasn't until his senior year that he actually started taking drama and some classes as far as acting. Mm-hmm. He did that because he was very shy. This was to get over his shyness.
That's pretty impressive.
That is a good way to go about it.
Cool guy on TV is shy.
You think that this guy was so outgoing, but he was very shy and he took these classes just to get over his shyness.
Fortunately, you guys don't have the shyness problem. But you guys are here on the radio loud and proud every week, sharing all the knowledge with us, which we are very appreciative for.
Yeah, we try.
You do a good job.
We appreciate Heather being here.
We all got work to do, right?
Yeah, we're trying our best to get the work done.
So let's talk about that, though. The idea of working and when we can stop if we're presented with the challenge of having to continue on, how do you address that?
As far as the people that can pick and choose when they work and when they don't work, I call those retirees.
That sounds like a good definition to me.
That's pretty solid.
Yep.
Because most of them only work when they want to. It's a nice position to be in. If you have enough assets set aside, you have financial freedom, you can pick and choose when you want to work. That's how Harrison Ford is. He picks and chooses which jobs he wants because he doesn't have to work. There's a big difference between having to work and wanting to go to work every day.
Right.
And it's a nice position to be in, and that's what we help our clients do and get in that position where if they want to work, write a book, do something different, travel the world, during non-COVID times, of course.
Of course.
But they can pick and choose what they want to do because they have financial freedom. That's the luxury that people have once they reach a financial pinnacle in their life when they have financial freedom.
Yeah, that's pretty much the number one question that we get every time we sit down with someone.
Sure.
Regardless of what information they want to tell us or anything, it's, do I have enough money to retire now?
Right.
Because as much as people do love their jobs and enjoy working, if the opportunity comes around that they don't have to work, people tend to jump on it.
It's nice to know you have the option, right?
The options,
exactly. That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's one of the things that we give to people when we do that free financial consultation is we show them exactly how long their assets would last if they retired next week, if they retired 4 years from now, at your full retirement age, whatever age that you really want to go at. We can show you the numbers and show you what your expenses will look like, what your income will look like. So that way you can have that added security knowing what your financial future could be.
And it's something that I am sure somebody listening to you on the radio right now has piqued their interest. Like, you can tell me how, when, who, what, where?
Nice to have that financial roadmap.
And to know and to have that knowledge, just the knowledge of having the options. It's not like you're planning on picking up and quitting work tomorrow or maybe you are if you knew that you could. These are the kinds of things the Cannells can answer for you and help you figure out. 801-839-4939 is how you can call and set up some time to talk with them about where you are now to see how long you have to work, or maybe if it's much sooner that you can retire. They want to help you get to the bottom of that and figure out those numbers as well. 801-839-4939. So one of the things that we don't get to pick and choose is the fact that we do need to make sure that we're covered, medically speaking, in the years after we stop working. And one of the good things about retirement is that you will be eligible for the Medicare that you are expecting when you turn 65. However, there are a lot of people that have mistakenly assumed the taxes they've paid throughout their working life will cover all of the costs that are needed as far as the coverage. But a new study says men will still need to come up with another $130,000 for premiums and out-of-pocket drug costs, while women will need to come up with another $146,000. And guys, this is a whole lot of money for something that we thought we'd already paid for. So what strategies do you suggest for managing healthcare costs in our retirement years?
Yeah, this is one of the most misunderstood topics is Medicare.
Okay.
Because you can actually start taking it at age 65, and that's when most people need to apply, 3 to 6 months before that time period, okay, to apply for Medicare. If you're still working, you don't have to go on to Medicare at age 65. You could wait till you stop working. But if you're not working at age 65, you need to apply. If you don't apply, then there's all these penalties that you could be encumbered with.
Mm-hmm. And we can help you apply through that.
Okay, yeah. Good. Good to
there,
know.
There are two penalties. If you don't apply in time, there's a 10% penalty right off the top. And then if you don't enroll in the drug plan, which most people are not aware of this, if you don't enroll for Medicare Part D, the prescription part of the plan, uh-huh, you're penalized 1% every month until the month you enroll.
Oh, no.
Most people don't realize that.
No.
So if you wait 36 months and then want to enroll, you have a 36% penalty on the national average cost of,
wow,
that premium. Most people are not aware of that. There are some people that wait 5-10 years to apply, and then they want to apply. Some people say, I'm never going to apply. But if you do need to apply, you're going to have a huge penalty if you don't apply in time.
Jeez.
I was actually looking at this the other day, that most people, Medicare and Medicaid cover 80% of their medical costs.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that 20% still falls onto your pockets.
Right.
Well, that's the donut, huh?
Yeah, the donut. As enjoyable as a donut is, I still don't want to pay.
It's a hole. It's a hole.
It's a different kind of donut.
It is. Yeah.
So that's just something to be aware of as you're doing your retirement planning. And if you already are retired, it's not too late to look these things over with you. So that way we can cover and make sure that you're getting the most out of what your plans can offer you.
There's a wide variety of options when you finally get to be that age, because there's actually Medicare Part A, B, C, up through N. Most people don't know that.
Wow.
A through N. Most people get A because that's the hospitalization that you get,
yep,
for, quote, free.
Yep.
And then B is the supplement that most people get. That's the going to your network, mm-hmm, your doctors and
the
so
doctor
forth.
Visit, yeah.
There's also Part D, which is the prescription. And then there's the Advantage plans. There's all sorts of different plans, and they get to be very confusing. But in reality, what it comes down to is for most people, you're going to be paying another $100 to maybe $250 a month to have adequate coverage, mm-hmm, that'll cover your expenses. And sometimes you can get a plan where you just pay a copay. There's all different types of plans. The best advice I can give you is when you get overwhelmed trying to see if you need to do,
mm-hmm,
a supplement or an Advantage plan, what you want to do, call our office. We have an expert in our office, Jeremy. Just call and ask for Jeremy. And he is an expert in this field. He knows the ins and outs more than you can even think of when you need to sign up for Medicare.
So great to know that there is such an awesome resource like that accessible to us, because just some of the things that you were saying, I can't believe the penalty percentage that some people don't even realize that they will be facing simply by not having applied soon enough. And then you, mm-hmm, get to the application process, and the headaches that are generated from that gonna cause you to need some more medical coverage.
Yeah, it's not a simple process,
no,
at all. You really,
no,
need to talk to a knowledgeable expert in this area. And that's why we don't hold ourselves out as that knowledgeable expert, but we do have someone in-house, Jeremy, and he knows the ins and outs of this up and down, sideways. He knows all about this, every Medicare type of program.
And you
same last name, though.
Okay.
Jeremy Cadell.
Jeremy Cadell. Oh, that's very convenient.
You got to call the Cadells.
Okay.
There you go.
And you can at least help with the questions at the beginning phase of the process and get to work on the overall bigger picture plan. That's what the Cadells are here to help you do. 801-839-4939. 4939. If these topics that we've been talking about today have spawned questions in your head about where you stand right now and the things that you need to be taken care of to make sure that you are taken care of in your future years, the Caddells are here to answer your questions and help you get to work. Mark has even written the book to help you get started, the 10 essential steps for your successful retirement, and wants to give the next 10 callers a copy of that book for free. 801-839-4939 for your free copy of Mark's book. And while you're on the phone with him, ask how he and Clint can help you figure out where you stand right now, and more importantly, get to work building that retirement nest egg for your future. 801-839-4939, 801-839-4939 to talk to the Caddells today. Guys, that's it for our show and time here on the radio. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Heather.
It's always wonderful to be here.
It is such a good time, full of so much information, which you can always find more of online at retirerichtoday.com. And in the meantime, we'll be looking for you back here again next week for more Retire Rich Today on KSL News Radio.
Do you ever have second thoughts about how you've invested your retirement savings? We all do, and that's okay, because it's good to get a second opinion. And that's why the team at Caddell Investments provides a portfolio review service. Mark Caddell can help you determine whether your portfolio is diversified enough, whether it's too aggressive, or maybe even too conservative. In short, he'll take the time to show you where your investments are working and where they're not. And then, if you like, he'll help you fine-tune your portfolio to make it even stronger. You're trying to build the best retirement you possibly can for yourself and your family, and Mark and his team can help you do that. Wouldn't you feel better knowing whether your retirement is on the right track? Call 801-839-4939 today to schedule your complimentary portfolio review. That's 801-839-4939. Or visit them online at RetireRichToday.com.
We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of financial and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Mark Caddell is an investment advisor representative of Caddell Investments LLC, a registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendations to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Mark Caddell is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Please consult with your attorney, accountant, and/or tax advisor for advice concerning your particular circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Insurance licensed in Utah, number 44601.